Blog Talk Radio.
There's a computer buffering. There we go. White boy Ed Sheeran, what's going on, people? It's your man Beast Bum Gun. Welcome to the off-air.
I am impressed. You recognize
a
the
white person?
First and last name of a white artist.
I think I've seen the song before and I liked it. I think that's what it is. I think that's how I knew who it was. I was like, who's the white person in the tie-dye shirt with all these black people around? And why isn't he panicking? Is he popular? I mean, I'm assuming he's popular.
Yeah, he's so homely. I mean, he is not an attractive man, but he can sing, he can write, he's very talented. We like it. He was an episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, he looks like one of them.
Yeah,
and I don't mean that I get a sense of like, oh, white people look alike, but he looks like he would be in that Game of Thrones. You know, pale. No sun, but for some reason we live in the... I never said why white people who wouldn't... I guess... Like, why not just move to, like, warmer climates? But... Like, I don't understand why Vikings decided to stay in, like...
Cold.
Yeah. I guess people live in Alaska. Oh, welcome to the off-ramp. Show for the people by the people that buys the people. I am your host, Beach Bum Gun. Well, one of your hosts. This is a team effort on the offering. Show for the people by the people that buys the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets. See what's going on in your hood, my hood. Discuss everything from sports, politics, love. What else did we discuss? Religion? Is that pretty much it?
Sex.
Family? I don't know. I don't know what the subject is. We just discussed anything, right? The forum that I created, because I was tired of people talking on the internet and just tweeting all the time. I figured, let's get together and just have a good conversation. Names and places where people are from have been... what do you call it? Have been erased to protect the innocent. I don't want anybody to get fired on their job just for having fun on the show. We do crack jokes. Everybody's a safe place. Everybody's in a safe place here. You can get offended. If you feel like slapping shit out of somebody, go ahead and do it. It might be tough to find them. But, you know, it is what it is on the off-ramp. But, you know, it's a safe space for folks. If you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on the socials. I finally had enough time to tweet out the off-ramp on its own Twitter. And then I started doing Instagram, and I got confused because I got to come up with some good videos for the off-ramp, for the Instagram. But shout out to my brother Fat Dude for doing all that. And then we can, you know, you can hit us up on all the socials. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and I don't think we have a Facebook. But all that bullshit, I'm not good at it. But, you know, I do appreciate all the follows and retweets. So let's get right to it. Got my partner in crime, DJ C. Siren, over here fucking up a chicken Caesar salad with no croutons. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
What's up? Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Well, right now, everybody's just me and you, so I'm doing great.
Oh, how are you doing? I'm great. I meant all the people out there.
I know, but I haven't introduced them yet.
Oh,
you mean all the listeners?
Yeah.
Well, they can't answer you. Why would you ask them a question?
That's how I do on the radio.
On radio? Oh, I got my man New York in the building. New York, New York, what's good, my brother?
What it do? I'm living life right now. Everything is healthy. Everything is good. Y'all mean today? Y'all mean I've been a decade in part of CMB, you heard? It's very good. It's very lively. It's very lit right now.
Okay, I was going to say, it's your anniversary. Happy anniversary, my brother. Happy Sigmaversary. It's weird because
thank you.
So many people in our chapter of our fraternity crossed this month, and me and my line brother also crossed this month, but neither one of us remember which day.
Look, you passed that threshold after what? How many years? How many years you started?
I don't know, bro. It is what it is. Come March, I text my brother and say, "Hey, it's another year in the books." And he just like, "Yeah, all right." That's me. It. But I'm proud of y'all, man. Proud of y'all. I got my You got my man 8 Point in the building. 8 Point, happy early birthday, my brother. How you holding up?
What's happening, man? Thanks, man.
Good to have you on the off ramp as always. Let's get right to it, man. Shit, more people coming in. Might be late, man. Be ready to start. I got more folks coming on. Bear with me for a quick second. I think that's my brother Swigger. Got my brother Swigger on the line. Swigger, welcome to the off ramp, my brother. How you holding up? Hold on.
What's good? I'm in the middle of a wing fest right now.
You said you had a wing fest?
At home watching First 48.
Oh, I thought you was busting the grub.
And listening to you, bro.
Y'all was ready to be hate. All right, man, let's jump right into it. I'm sure more people will be dialing in. The hot topic this week, we might as well start with it. We might as well have this conversation. It was on everybody's timeline, and it's amazing how quick the news cycle runs because, like, everybody's already tired of talking about it, and it just happened 4 days ago. Cool Whip versus whipped cream. Which one's better? Swigger. Threw y'all off on that one?
What was it?
Wait, question?
Cool Whip.
I was putting my headphones in. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. I'll go to DJ T-Tar. Get yourself up. DJ T-Tar. Cool Whip versus whipped cream.
Oh, okay.
Ready,
cool.
Cool Whip versus, I call it whipped cream. What's the difference?
Well, I'm just saying the brand name.
One comes out of Arizona.
Cool Whip. I'm going to go with Cool Whip.
Swigger, you going Cool Whip?
Yes, sir.
DJ C. Siren? Whipped cream is just so much lighter and fluffy.
Well, that's because it comes in the aerosol can. But I'm always
say
Cool Whip.
Hey, watch your background noise. Is that you, William?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody got
my bad. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Put yourself on mute. Just unmute when you're ready. Get in. 8 Point.
Okay.
Cool Whip or whipped cream?
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to go to the store tomorrow and buy both. I don't I can't compare them. I don't know.
Man, okay. New York, New York. Cool Whip.
I mean, what's the difference?
Cream? Cool Whip is like...
I got to say.
The funny thing is Cool Whip is more like cream than whipped cream. Cool Whip is like a thicker, heavier substance. Whipped cream is like a fluffier, airy, like...
Hey, ready Whip.
Ready Whip. Everybody know what I'm talking about. Don't nobody know what Ready Whip is. That's just the Harris Teeter bootleg brand.
No, it's not that brand name.
Ready Whip. Yeah. So what's whipped cream?
Whipped cream is when you take cream and you actually whip it and it turns into the same consistency.
Yeah, so A-Boy, yeah, you just wanted to try. You just wanted to come by the house and I had to no home.
But Cool Whip is whipped cream and it comes in like a canister, right? Like a tub. And the other stuff comes, it's still whipped cream, but it comes in the aerosol can, right?
Right. Yeah, but they got two different consistencies.
So maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, maybe.
Like
which one?
The
better.
Texture might be different.
I mean, like, what's better, ice cream or milkshakes? Same thing, but the texture's different. But you got to pick one. These are the thoughts that I have. New York, New York. New York, New York, he's going ice cream. New York, New York, what you got, Cool Whip or whipped cream?
Look, I got to say whipped cream because, y'all, I mean, whipped cream, you take it out the refrigerator, y'all, I mean, it's ready to use, right? But the Cool Whip, y'all, I mean, you keep that in the freezer, y'all, I mean, and if you take it out the freezer, you might have to dig in it with a spoon. Y'all, I mean, it might bend your spoon depending on how cold your freezer is, so... I mean, whipped cream's ready to use right there, boom, boom, boom. I think it's two different uses for real. I'm gonna go with the whipped cream, but you had two different uses for both of them, right? Because whipped cream, yeah, I mean, you can put on a hot fudge sundae, boom, boom, boom. You can put on your pancakes, boom, boom, boom. But the Cool Whip, you save that for the pumpkin pie and all that for Thanksgiving and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You carve a little joint out of it with a spoon and put it on your pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the whipped cream. Whipped cream, easy to use. Take it out. You know what I mean? Take off the top. You know what I mean? You just press on the little thing. You know what I mean? And then it's ready to go. It's ready to go.
Okay. All right. No, yeah. Got that topic out the way. Let's get to the topic du jour. We saw on Sunday Chris Rock got a role by Will Smith. And it was phenomenal. Not in the sense that I condone violence or, I don't condone violence sometimes, but it... When stuff happens, you can just view it from afar. It can be entertaining. Sometimes violence is entertaining. By God, I played football in college. I watch football to this day. It's a violent sport. It's entertaining. But that was the news. Like, that was the thing that took over everyone's timeline. It got all the memes. It got all the jokes. We saw Chris Rock make a joke about Will Smith's wife. Some people think it's staged. I'm not one of those people. Some people think it's fake. But we saw Chris Rock make fun of Will Smith's wife. And I don't even know if I would, I mean, I don't want to be biased, and I don't even know if I want to classify it as making fun of, but he told a joke about it, talking about her hair. He said, and the funny thing is he said, I love you first. Like, he started off with love. He said, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. Then Will Smith chuckled, popped his ass out of that seat, fixed his suit that had a Cartier diamond neck holster, and proceeded to smack the shit out of Chris Rock. And then he turned around and he walked back to his seat. So, I just want to get, look, this can be, mute yourself, Blur.
Blur's Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, mute yourself. You got going on in the background. I'm going to come back to you in a second.
I'm just making sure you can hear me.
Yeah, you good. So, it was a spectacle in the least, but there's been a lot of thoughts that came out of it, right? And I know some of y'all might be tired of talking about it. But look, this is the offering. This is what we're going to get together. This is our time during the week to have the conversation, not to tweet about it, not to Instagram about it, not to blur about it, not to Facebook about it. This is our time to actually talk about it. So, look, I just want to go through and y'all tell me what y'all think happened. Y'all don't have to give a lot. We can take this piece by piece. Let's start off with, were you watching it live or did you have to catch them on the timeline? And I'm going to start with New York, because Chris Rock is from New York, and New York took an L to Philly this week when Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. So since New York took that L, I'm going to give New York the floor to tell me his piece first so he can get some energy back to the New York, the tri-state area. New York, what do you think about what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock? Did you watch it live?
Look, I didn't watch it, but I can't even give it back to the tri-state area. I can't give it back to New York. Yo, my man's got pop on center stage. He looked dazed and confused. He didn't know what to do. All he had to do was get his eyes straight and read the teleprompter. Go right back to business. He didn't know what to do. First of all, I just don't understand how you making a joke, right? And you and somebody's walking up on stage. Clearly, they don't even know. They don't even belong on stage. He going to walk up to you thinking it's on. He laughing at the joke. Boom, boom, boom. He going to walk up the stage, get out his seat. You know what I mean? Tie his little, you know what I mean, button up the little three-piece suit or whatever and walk up to you acting like you all great. You still laughing in his face and act like nothing is going to happen. Like, what's the preparation? What's the preparation? I don't even think New York can claim him no more. Where he from? He's not from there. He from Syracuse or something, y'all. He from upstate. I don't know. How you going to let somebody walk on stage like that and you act like everything is all fine and dandy? He slapped him back to the pookie face.
Yeah. 8 point. Did you watch the Grammys? Did you see it live?
I did not see it live, but of course, like you said, it was on everybody's news feed. So I watched both clips. The one clip that was actually from the Oscars, and then the uncensored clip. I think from the UK, where you actually, you know, hear what Will Smith said when he went back to the. To a seat, you know, like you said, I didn't even pick up on the point that he prefaced his joke with "I love you." That's an interesting observation. That I guess it was overshadowed by the slap. It was a joke. Now, was it a tasteless joke? Possibly, but aren't all jokes like? I mean, you're kind of. You're kind of out there when you're in the spotlight, right? With that said, I mean, what Will Smith did, it was 100% wrong. Like, I mean, I didn't understand how, looking at it, now, like I said, I didn't see it live, but I did see the clip, the YouTube, whatever, the clip that was from the Oscars. I don't understand how it went from them laughing, and Will Smith was clearly laughing at the joke, until Jada rolled her eyes, and then it was like, man, something slipped in his head, and he just went off. He lost his cool. Bottom line, I thought Chris Rock handled it pretty good. I mean, like, man, for getting you slapped the shit out of on national television, and still going on. I mean, I don't know. That's my two cents on it.
We'll get to it because there's some things I disagree with you about, but we're gonna get to it. DJ C-Shine, mm-hmm. What do you think about it? I know you watched it live.
It was funny because I was, you know, I know Bichon Gunn thinks it's weird, but sometimes when I think something kind of embarrassing happens, like I look away. So, like, the second Will Smith gets up and starts walking towards the stage, I kind of look away like, oh gosh, Will Smith's going to go up there and do an Ollie impression and maybe put him in a fake headlock and like, you know, give him a noogie. Like, that's what I felt like. I felt like, oh gosh, Will Smith is playing to the audience.
He's going to be corny.
I looked away. I was like, I don't really want to see Will Smith being this cornball. You know, like checking him on the chin like Ollie or something.
Oh, he checked him.
And so I literally looked away. And when I looked away, because because I did not want to see Will Smith being corny on TV. I look back because Rachel Gunn said,
Oh, shit.
He hit him. And I said, wait. You mean, like, did he, I said, what? Did he, like, push him or something? He's like, no. He's like, get out of the way. Wait. I looked away because I would have thought it would have been something like, oh, stop talking about my wife there, man. That's not funny. And no, I said, wait, he did what? And then the second, you know, when I looked back, that's when he was back in the seat, and then that was when everything blanked out. But I can read lips, you know. I read the "you keep
my
wife's name out your
motherfucking mouth,"
and I was like, "Oh, he was really upset about that, huh?" So I was like, totally caught off guard. I, like I said, I didn't actually see the original aired back because I really didn't think that was where it was going. And so I was just kind of like, what? Like, that wasn't where I thought. I just wasn't quite sure what had just happened.
Swigger, did you watch it live?
Swigger. No.
Oh, there you go.
We was on our way to bed and hopped on social media right quick and was like, what the hell happened today? And I'm unfortunately one of those that I think the shit is staged. It's about to be in somebody's movie.
Okay. Think it's staged. Okay, look, we respect everybody's opinions here. Blur, welcome to the offer. Welcome to the offer, man. No, I'm serious. Look, I ain't knocking you. My brother said you think it was staged. Look, I don't agree, but, you know, who cares? It's still funny as hell. Blur. Welcome to the offer, my yep. brother. See, you got the new number, so we got you locked in. What'd you think about the, did you watch the Will Smith, Chris Rock Oscars live moment, or did you catch it on the socials?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, because now I'm calling from, I left my phone, so I'm calling from the Google Voice joint on my son's computer, so, I mean, just trying to see how I'm sounding. Talking into this.
You sound good. You sound good and clear. A little low.
This little weird
but,
mic.
You know, you're a little low, right. But you sound clear, though.
All right. I'll try to speak up then. Yo, you already know I was watching it live. You know, the Oscars is kind of my thing. I said on here once before, maybe like last year or 2 years ago, like as far as events go, not even just like TV events, but events, this is like Oscars is my top five, man. I love it. So, yeah, I was definitely up watching I was watching on my TV, and I was, like, following it on Twitter. So, yeah, I was locked in the whole time.
So, okay, so the moment that it happened, what'd you think? What was your initial thought? Because you're right. You're like DJ C. Cyrus. Like, y'all love movies. Y'all watch all these weird movies. They mean absolutely nothing to me. The only reason why I was watching this is because DJ C. Cyrus makes me watch it. So, like, I was just happy that this was one of the years that she made me stay up and watch it because I was ready to go to bed. I was ready. It was ready to be my bedtime, and I was going to be out. And, you know, then everything happened. So, Blur, this does – you and DJ C. Siren, one of the few people I know who watch all these movies, who enjoy the art of movies and criticize these movies. So y'all really enjoy this stuff. What did you think about the incident – in the scope of this happened at the Academy Awards?
Well, my first thought, I didn't go front. I thought it was fake too, because especially when you're watching it live, like all live events in the U.S., I think, have some type of tape delay or time delay. Usually it's just between like 3 and 5 seconds. So I'm watching it live, and I hear the people groan. And he's like, what? That was light. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, that was a light joke. And he says, and I hear his voice change, like, oh, and he calls Will Smith Richard or whatever. And, like, sooner that happened, and I understand the swing happened in, like, a fraction of a second. I guess ABC or whatever, they tried to, like, cut it out. So you could see it, like, kind of froze. It kind of jumped a little bit. And I'm like, yo, was that real? I really thought it was staged, and I realized it wasn't staged before they showed Will Smith's mouth. I was like, yo, they still doing this whole tape delay thing. That must have been real. Because, I mean, you don't want to just show, like, acts of violence live on TV. Not like that. I mean, and again, it's just a man getting slapped, but still, you're like, this is, I mean, this is Disney. This is American Broadcast Network. Like, yeah, this is a American Broadcast Channel, ABC. Like, this is a big event. And then the whole muting his voice, I'm like, and obviously we can all read his lips. Like, he was speaking loud and clear, just like, you know, angry people do. Make sure they enunciate every syllable so you know exactly what they're saying. Ain't no mistake. He ain't playing with you. And, yeah, I was like, oh, this is real. That was real because he's serious. And they taking it serious because they got it on mute. So, yeah, I went from being like, oh, this is staged, to, oh, nah, shit, that was real. I can't believe this dude just did that. Like, okay. Yeah, I was a little shocked.
Okay, so let's move this a little forward, right? Did Chris Rock's joke cross the line, DJ C. Sire?
I say no. I don't think it crossed the line. I personally just didn't think it was as awful as it sounds. I don't know. And maybe
now you're a black woman and you're self-conscious about your hair.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised.
Self-conscious. I wouldn't use that word.
Black hair means something
to
you.
My hair is fabulous and I want it to look good.
Right. You're one of those black women. Right.
But
you made me watch the Chris Rock black hair movie.
Yeah, we watched it. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I understand that, but, I mean, we get jokes on a lot of things that I feel like is kind of like, but, I mean, I didn't really think it was that bad. Like I said, the joke talked about her, the joke was not about her having alopecia. The joke was about her wearing a fade and being, you know, having a short haircut, because she's not bald. I mean, she has probably some bald patches, but you clearly, there is some hair going on. It was a buzz cut. And when you see a woman in a buzz cut in the movie, it's G.I. Jane. Like, that was, like, so, like I said, it didn't sound like it was coming out of a place where I'm making fun of you. She was fine with her bald head.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was fine with the bald head. And I guess I'm also thinking, if she, you know, I mean, I felt like she was comfortable with her bald head because she's wearing it to the Oscars and she looked good.
Yeah, it's not like she had a wig on.
Yeah, or, you know, or you know, or trying to, you know, I don't know. I just felt like.
But let me ask you this. As somebody whose your texture hair is coveted in the black community, people love your hair. Every time you get your hair done and we go out, people always talk about how much they love your hair. If you lost your hair because of a disease, as much as you love your hair, you got long hair, you got that European in you. If you lost your hair because of a disease and how much your hair means to you emotionally, and then somebody made a joke about it, would you want me to smack the shit out of them? See, and I hate to put this on you, but I know you personally.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to put this in context of furthering the discussion of, yeah, I mean, we can look at Jada Pinkett, like, yo, you're a beautiful young lady, you're rich, you're famous, you know, you out here sleeping with kids that's 20 years younger than your life is made.
Oh, wow.
But, but in context, if she loves her hair like you love your hair, and somebody made fun of you, you're going to have tears and you're going to want me to slap the shit out of somebody too.
Really?
So I asked you in that context and I want you to think about it. Do you think Chris Rock joke crossed the line?
But it was G.I. Jane. It didn't say you look like a bald-headed bitch. Like, why'd you wear a wig, you bald-headed bitch?
So you're good with that. It's tough for you.
Yeah.
I put you on the spot, and I'm sorry because I try not to do that on you.
I mean,
but I know how
you're going. It's true. I know. I don't want my hair to go away. I don't want thinning hair. I don't.
Okay. I'm gonna let you go because you're like you're getting stressed out about it. New York. Did you New York native cross the line with the joke about G.I.J.? And it's so funny.
Nah, I'm
a rock star. I love you, Jada. I love you.
He said it wasn't even that bad. That's what he said after.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Look, I don't think the joke was that bad. I just think, honestly, it was a very sensitive moment for Will Smith at that time period. And I don't know if he was still stuck in the character of playing Richard. That probably would have done it. But yeah, I think it was a very sensitive moment. It wasn't a bad joke. It wasn't anything that crossed the line or anything that I say, because everybody joke with everybody at the end of the day. Yeah, whether it got some truth to it or not. If you think it's funny, you think it's funny. If not, you will get serious. But I think, yeah, Will Smith had a sensitive moment that night. He wasn't there to play. He was, like, really uptight. He really wanted to win that award, you know what I mean? And then that joke got the best of him. He was just mad sensitive in that time period. And I can honestly say, like, you know what I mean, at least it was an open slap. At least it wasn't a punch. I mean, people get slapped every day. I think the slap was very respectful. At the end of the day, it wasn't a closed fist punch. I mean, you get slapped and say, "Hey, you know what I mean, I'm gonna put you back in your place respectfully. I'm gonna open hand slap you." You know what I mean? All right, now you got yourself together. Boom. It was a respectful joke. So I mean, he respectfully slapped him. Open hand slap. I mean, that's what it is.
Okay. 8 point. Do you think Chris Rock's joke crossed the line? I know you touched on it with your answer a little bit earlier, but I just want to know that specifically. Now that you know Jada Pinkett has a disease that caused her hair loss, do you think
we know that she has alopecia. Now, did Chris Rock know that? We don't know. Even if he did, I still don't think that it crossed the line. I said it was tasteless, but I don't think it crossed the line. Comedy. You know, comedy is, you got to have thick skin, you know, in comedy. I stand by what I said. I mean, I don't think he stepped out of line. It was a joke. He prefaced it just like Siren said, that it was a G.I. Jane joke. I think Will Smith lost his cool, period. You know, and like, you know, you brought up the topic, you know, if somebody said something, you know, personally to your, you know, would you want to go slap that person? You know, in any other case, dude, if something like that would happen, like let's say my wife has alopecia, let's put myself in that situation. If I'm on the street somewhere and I hit somebody, guess what? I've got an assault charge on me. So you just don't do it. You just walk away. Be a better man.
Okay. Swigger, did Chris Rock's joke cross the line?
Nah. I mean, he's doing his job as a comedian. I mean, I don't think he crossed the line. I had a conversation with somebody who sent me, I guess, a detailed type timeline of their friendship and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't as if Chris Rock didn't know of her condition or anything like that. I don't think the joke went overboard. I think the reaction was, because I'm still puzzled by somebody cracking jokes on your wife. You sitting there cracking up laughing, then you react like that? Like, I was confused at the reaction of it. I could see if he was pissed. Go ahead.
We've all been there where, especially, well, I can't say we've all been there, but I know me and you, like, we've had these conversations. Like, we've all been there where we thought something was funny, and then we looked over and we realized that our women didn't think it was funny. And it, like, fucks up the whole mood.
I mean, but it ain't never got to the point of that being a reaction nowhere in the room with anybody. Like, to me, that was just a little OC. I know me, and when I find something funny, you're going to know it's funny because my laugh is that way. My reaction is going to be that way. But, and once again, it's to the person it's being directed at. Like, I know we want to protect our wives and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, like, if you had a comedy show or something like that, like, what was it? What movie was she in? Professor Clump. Like, if it's one of them type things where he was going in. Like, he was,
but
like,
This is the Academy Award.
No, but what I'm saying is, but who's, it's the person who's delivering. He's a comedian. Like, this is what he does.
But Will ain't there for a comedy show. He ain't there for the jokes. He didn't forget an Oscar.
But this is your guy. But this is your friend, though.
So they say on the internet, we don't really know if they're friends or not. They could just be Hollywood people.
Can I jump in?
We don't
in?
Really know how close they are. None of us know. They obviously, okay, well, you believe it's fake. So that me saying
I mean,
that, you know,
I don't know. Me seeing that reaction, I thought it was, I don't know. I just kept saying, just the way that whole thing played out. Like, I mean, you stand there and you watch somebody approach you like that, you don't think to react, or I ain't never seen somebody just take a L like that. I ain't never seen a shit like that.
Okay, we'll get to that soon. We'll get to that because I want to break this down. But do you think Chris Rock's joke crossed the line?
Absolutely not. Not in any way. Not even close to crossing the line. And as someone who does have alopecia myself, I can say without 100%, it didn't cross the line. In fact, I think it was completely irrelevant to the situation.
Why do you say it's completely irrelevant?
Because the joke was so tame, I really think he could have said anything. He could have said a joke about her wearing a green dress, and it would have ended in the same thing. I don't think what he joked about or her hair, I don't think it has anything to do with it. I mean, obviously, that's the catalyst. If he said anything about her, I think it was going to end up there. If he said any joke about her whatsoever, I mean, he wasn't the first person to say a joke about her. He hasn't been the first person to say a joke to Will Smith's face about her or involving her. He's probably had, the tamest of everything that's been said about Jada or about their life in front of Will Smith over the past couple months. And I think he can say anything about her whatsoever. Hey, you look like a green M&M. You had on an all-green dress. You look like a Christmas tree. Nothing about her appearance not about her hair. It could have been nothing.
Green.
And it would have ended in the same exact way.
Yeah, green. M&M don't have
hair. Have alopecia. I mean, it's just a green thing. I mean, they ain't got no hair at all. It's M&M. They don't, I mean, they're a circle with a face on it. I mean...
And then she was chopping on the inside.
Yeah, anything. He said anything about her whatsoever, I think it would have ended up there. It's the fact that she does have alopecia gives, and I'll say them, Will and Jada both, an out. Oh, so we can say it is about this, or this is why we were offended. Nah, I do believe that most people in Hollywood are entitled and think the world revolves around them. But nah, I really think that he said anything about them, we in the same place today.
Hey, I mean, I didn't know you had alopecia. Is that what Michael Jackson
had? Oh, yeah.
Had?
Talk about...
No.
Nah,
that's
Vitiligo or something like that. Vitiligo. Oh, man, Let me... I don't want to shout nobody out. Man, Jada talking about people... I don't want to start, but Jada talking about having to live with short hair or everything, bald spots or whatever, she's not the first woman, not even the first celebrity to have a shaved head, a nearly shaved head. She's not even the best looking woman with a shaved head. We just talked about bald-headed women on this show like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's not new. She has short hair her whole career almost. So she could have went on with this haircut and no one would have ever known. I think this is all she's, I don't say using this because it's a real situation. I can understand her being self-conscious about it. But nah, don't give me that. Like, yeah, you chose to, hey, as someone who started off when they first started getting spots in their head, I was in college when I realized, like, yo, I probably should have just shaved my hair off and I would have been good. I love my hair, man. I'm 41 or something like that. Still got a hairline, still got waves, man. I'm proud of that shit. You think it's not cool when you pop up? Not the sidetrack. I remember one week, I got on the bus from a track meet, and my homeboy was like, damn, you got more waves every day. And I was stroking my hair every day. 2 days later, I got a bald spot right behind my ear. I'm like, fuck. Luckily, I can say luckily, but that's when LeBron was rocking the really big headband. So, you know, I just started rocking that. It's something you live with, you deal with. She's a woman, and she had the easiest way to deal with it because, one, she's a celebrity, so you can do anything you want with your hair, and no one's going to say anything about it. No one's going to know. And then, two, you said something about it. You came out, and now you could be applauded and say, oh, you're so brave for it. So somebody said something about it. So what?
Okay. So I just said,
I got it.
I mean, the joke obviously crossed the line because he got the shit smacked out of him. That's just how I look at it in the basic of the conversation. Because, you know, I agree with you. Comedians do what comedians do. When you go to the Oscars, DJ C. Science has made me watch enough of these shows where I get the gist now. That was even the worst joke, just like Blair said, that night. But I'm a jokester myself. I've been cracking jokes all my life. And what she learned early on is that you better learn how to fight, and you better learn how to know when people for the play and when they not. People can joke with me all day. Or like you make fun of something on me. Oh, I think it's time to have jokes. And I'll go back and forth with you all day, all night, and I won't get upset at all. But you meet people in this world who you can joke with them 1 minute, and then the next minute, if something click, they ain't about the jokes no more. And you got to be prepared to toss them. So as comedians, I get it. If you're going to a comedic show, you should have no – people should understand what they're in for. But if you're going to an award show and you start picking on people – somebody should have taught you how to duck. You gotta prepare yourself. I'm not saying Will Smith's right. I'm not saying that he's wrong. I mean he's wrong in my mind, but I wouldn't give him 100%. Had this conversation with Blair. I give Will Smith 90% wrong. The other 10% is like what Blair said. If Chris Rock didn't say any word about Will Smith, he'd have never got the shit slapped out of him. So some blame to me has to go on Chris Rock. Leave people the fuck alone, and they won't slap the shit out you. That's why a lot of my jokes, as I've gotten older, I just kind of make fun of myself. Even when I post stuff on Facebook, that's a joke that I find funny that I think other people could find humorous and get a chuckle of. And sometimes it's at my wife's expense. I even talk to her before I post it if I think it might make her look in a little bit of a bad light. Because I'm always good for a joke. Sometimes my wife ain't. Sometimes my wife don't find shit funny. It's just her personality. I've learned to live with it. It just is what it is. Some people ain't for the play. Some people get upset, smack the shit out of you. So Chris Rock caught Will on a bad night. He wasn't for the play. He gave it a laugh. It says, I don't want to laugh no more. I'm going to walk up here in this Cartier choker and smash the shit out you. So, okay. So we got to that part. Now.
Hold on. I got to say this before we edit. I just think that one point, you know what I mean? You just don't know how nobody is going to react, right? In that
right.
situation. It was a mad sensitive situation for Will Smith in that night. The other people that he was going up against, he wanted to win that award. No matter if he laughed at the joke, I think the laughing of the joke was just a more of a nervous situation. He didn't know what to do, but he came there for business. He came there like, you know what I mean, sitting up tight. Thinking, you know what I mean, I hope I win this award. So when he said that a joke, he was already uptight for the whole night because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, if you go to an award ceremony, you're going up against the best actor, especially if this is the first award that you're going to win of your career. He was uptight that night, you know what I mean? So if he said that joke, If he said that joke and he was already uptight, he came there on demon time, bad timing and stuff like that. You caught him off guard. I think that was a nervous laugh. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with he laughing and then all of a sudden just looking at Jada rolling her eyes. I mean, he already know what Jada is going through. He's already uptight. Yeah, I mean, so his first initial reaction was the nervous laugh, but he already knew what he was going to do before he did it. He had the nervous laugh and he was like, all right, yeah, let me shut up. Yeah, I mean, let me walk up. Yeah, I mean, and let me correct you. I mean, the slap ain't that bad. I mean, I think the slap is bad because it's at the award ceremony. But at the end of the day, people get slapped every day. People get slapped every day for talking crazy out their mouth. Like, y'all, you know I mean, at least it was a slap. It didn't draw blood from Chris Rock's mouth. Y'all, you know I mean, he still was able to go on for the award show. It helped his tour skyrocket and stuff like that. Y'all, you know I mean, he did him a favor. Y'all, you know I mean, at the end of the day, protect your wife. I don't condone violence, but at the end of the day, y'all, you know I mean, people get slapped every day. Yeah, I mean, what you doing, Pete? You driving on the road, you driving on the highway, somebody cut you off, what you going to do? You going to honk the horn. Somebody going to throw the middle finger at you. What you going to do? You going to throw a water bottle at your car, you going to throw the middle finger back. It's the same thing. It's just at the end of the day, it's at an award ceremony, and people think that you're supposed to conduct yourself in an award ceremony. But at the end of the day, everybody got their temper tantrums and their limits. So no matter if it's a joke that you feel that is going to, like y'all said, you know what I mean, it's not a comedy show. It's an award show. People are there to accept their awards for their hard work that they put on. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, shit just happens. Shit just happens. That slap ain't got to be this talked about. It happens. And then look at all the other people that assaulted people in Hollywood or anything else that, you know what I mean, people got slapped for or people talk crazy about them because they couldn't get their lines right. It ain't just on Will Smith. Everybody has a bad day. It just is what it is. It's a slap. Move on. He ain't crying. He ain't got a bloody mouth, you know what I mean? His lip ain't swollen, you know what I mean? He lived through that, you know what I mean? Everybody hate Chris. You know what I mean? Y'all seen the show. He got beat with switches. So why he can't take a slap and then go on by his business? Like, you know what I mean? Stop babying this guy. Let me say that. Stop babying this guy. He took a slap. All right, cool. Let's just move on from it. You know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal. He told a joke that people might think is distasteful, but at the end of the day, he got corrected for it. Move on with your life. If you're not about to do nothing about it in that second, if you're not about to do nothing about it, come around when you see him again, you know what I mean? He living life. He's still processing. He said he's still processing it. So it's all good. Bro, like, you got slapped in the face. It's all good. Everybody take L's. It's not that serious.
I'll let somebody. So, Blur, do you think it's that serious? I mean, New York, you're saying it's not that serious, but it took over the timeline. Like, he got smacked in front of millions of people worldwide. Let me just get Blur's reaction in the A point. Was this that serious of an incident, or are we all just overreacting just because we saw it real time?
No, and I guess it depends on what you mean by that serious. But I'm going to say, yeah, it was serious, absolutely. Now, you can say people get slapped every day. Maybe. You don't always see it because it is serious. You don't just walk around slapping people. And if people do get slapped every day, the people doing it usually get locked up because that's a crime. Do crimes get committed every day? Yeah. Do people get locked up every day? Yeah. You can't just go around slapping people. Now, this being the Oscars, yeah, because one, this is a worldwide telecast. You're going to do this in front of the world. That's why when somebody say take it outside, why do they say that? Because this shit don't happen inside. It's not civilized behavior. You don't do this in any end or like take it outside because you go to the street, you fight in the street. That's where you slap somebody, in the street. I mean, that's where you act like that. You don't act like that inside. While you wearing a Cartier choker, you said, gun? Yeah, like,
yeah,
I mean, y'all niggas in here.
Nice. I need one.
Y'all in here got cologne on, and this how you want to act? Nah, this is not what you do in this environment. Not about just being an Oscars, but any type of ceremony. Could you do this at the BET Gospel Awards?
This is not where you handle stuff like that. I'm sorry. People at the BET Gospel Awards be pressing people on their forehead. They be falling out, hitting the floor mad hard. I'm sorry. And even if you take it outside, there's still going to be paparazzi outside. So what are you saying right now?
But you do it outside because that's where you handle things in the street. When people say take it outside, it's, yo, don't do that in here. This is not like this is a professional establishment. Go outside where it's no rules. That's where you handle stuff like that. Go outside and act like you in the streets because you in the streets. This ain't don't treat my house like the streets. This ain't that.
So I would say, hold on,
New York. Let me just ask this one question. Can you claim professional environment if you have people making fun of other people with autoimmune deficiency diseases?
You can because that's, again, it's still a professional environment. If the professional environment calls for jokes, yeah, you have comedians come in and they do jokes at the White House. That's a professional environment. I would say probably don't get no more professional than that. But, yeah, you have comedians performing everywhere. And, again, he wasn't making a joke about her, although, I mean, the thing. Not as a dinner. You can say that's a correspondence dinner. It's a dinner. They just have people performing. It's always going to be jokes told and people being made fun of. Like, that's the nature of it because that's what they're there for. But, yeah, you could dust yourself with some type of professionalism because it's a dinner. Like, I mean, but that's just what happens. And so, yeah, you act like you got some sense. You don't go around committing crimes that are going to be broadcast around the world.
Okay. Let me go to A Point and Swig. Let me get the – do y'all think this was that serious of an incident? A Point, I'll go to you first.
Do I think it was a serious incident? Yes. I mean, I think he assaulted someone. Will Smith assaulted someone. So that is a serious incident. I think it's funny how, like, you know, we've been talking about it for like 40 minutes now. So, I mean, that's the talk of the world right now. But, yeah, it's serious. Absolutely. Because, like I said, if someone, you know, made fun of, you know, my wife, my kid, whatever, and I went up to them and punched them, slapped them, kicked them, whatever, it's an assault charge on me, hands down. He won't get an assault charge on him probably because Chris Rock, he's not pursuing anything. But in any other case, I would be charged.
Okay. Swigga?
Do I feel it was a serious situation?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're framing it as this really happened. Like, do you think Will Smith smacking Chris Rock is a serious thing, or is it everyone overblowing this? Like, is this really not that big of a deal?
I don't think so. I mean, shit. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes. I'm trying to put myself in that moment. I mean, I've just been shocked as hell like a lot of other people that got caught in that collage of reactions when it happened. I've been like, what the fuck did I just see? Like, was that shit real? Like, I mean, they're already reporting that he's not pressing charges or whatever the case may be. I mean, the whole thing is just outrageous. Whether it's real or not, that was one of the wildest things I think I've ever seen on an award show.
Yeah. I mean, if we're framing the fact if it's a serious incident, I just don't have, and I understand what y'all saying, that y'all saying it's an assault charge. I don't have a problem with people getting smacked every now and then. Not everything needs to get arrested. Like, if you cross the line, if you decide to verbally attack somebody, if you decide to verbally abuse somebody, you don't know what their mental health is. You don't know what they're going through. If you decide to verbally
bully
somebody,
I just feel like
each
of
you
hands
are
right in
there. And they smack you in your mouth, then, you know, that's on you. Like, if I go from the simple fact that if Chris Rock never said nothing about Jada Pinkett, he'd have never got smacked. I understand it's jokey jokes. As a person who loves the jokey jokes, And again, I'm with you. I didn't think the joke was that bad. But I'm afraid.
But there's a difference.
Once you start talking,
there's a
about
difference between.
Else, but hold on, let me just finish this. I'll let you jump back in. I have a firm belief is, once you decide to talk about someone else, you can't control their reaction. Now we can say that some reactions are overblown or shouldn't be escalated to that high. And this is one of them to me. This is absolutely, I don't think Will Smith should have smacked Chris Rock, but I'm a firm believer is don't bother nobody and they won't bother you. Go ahead, 8 point.
So you know, you said that, you know, somebody came at me, you know, and was talking shit about me, then yeah. They basically, you're saying that they deserve to get smacked, a reaction or something, right? But there's a difference between,
if your neighbor bothers you, if the neighbor that we both know starts bothering you, you know I'll go over and smack the shit out of him.
I know that, and I appreciate you. But there's a difference between. I mean, there's all different forms of assault. Verbal is an assault, but that's a joke. That wasn't an assault. It's one thing if somebody comes up to me and says verbally it's assaulting me versus a joke. So what you're saying is if someone comes up and verbally assaults you, then, yeah, I'm a smacker, right? Is that it? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but, I mean, one person's joke is another person's verbal assault. You can't relegate how – I mean, from what we're saying is Chris Rock told a joke, a G.I. Jane joke, to Jada Point's point of view, he's making fun of a disease that I have.
Like, it's no secret that Chris Rock is a comedian. Everyone knows he is a comedian.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody's a comedian until they get smacked. That's all I'm saying.
That's his profession. That's what he gets paid to do. Is be a comedian.
Right? Look, and I get it. I thought the joke was light and funny. Like I appreciated the fact that he went to G.I. Jane to G.I. Jane 2 and not the August Alsina route. Not the cheating, not the open relationship route. He went to nice, light and humorous. I appreciated it. I didn't realize Will was gonna smack the shit out of him. But again, you don't know people's reactions until you start talking about them, and you got to be prepared to die.
That's true. Keep your head on a swivel.
That's it. You can't control other people's reactions once you decide to put their name in your mouth. That's why I always make fun of myself, because at least it won't bother nobody. So, all right, we did an hour on the Will Smith stuff. And Chris Rock stuff. I got two jokes left. I was saying that this was the first time. Yet now, A Point. I don't know if you had this in your house growing up, but in our house, you know, my mom used to say, you know, they'll smack the black off. First time I seen somebody get the black smacked off of them, because after Chris Rock got smacked, he responded with, "Dude," and I said, "Damn, Will Smith smacked the black off Chris Rock." I ain't never seen nobody respond with the, I might get the shit smacked out when they respond and their first word is dude. He said dude.
Well, I will say
I
will say in my house growing up, you're correct, I've never had that expression, so I'm gonna smack the black off of you. I'm sorry, I'm a little white kid.
And then I had another joke. What was my other joke? Oh, man. Right, I guess I just have to remember it. But that was one of them.
Or turn into Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he smacked Chris Rock into Adam Sandler. Man.
Before you move on, though, and I know I got on a little late, man. Let me just say this, because I know you brought it up a couple of times. This was the place to tell jokes. Yeah, it's an award ceremony, but it's not just an award ceremony. It's an award ceremony by Hollywood for Hollywood. Like, it's a place they come, all right, we're going to congratulate ourselves, we're going to pat ourselves on the back for all the hard work, and I say that in air quotes, that we did this year, but we also going to make fun of ourselves. That's why they always have a comedian as a host and comedian throughout the show, because it's known that we're going to roast each other. We're going to talk about each other. And I say we because, you know, they're not bringing just anybody up there. They're bringing people from Hollywood. They're bringing other celebrities to talk about celebrities. They're not just making fun of, you know, they're not just making fun of Beach Bum Gun or DJ C. Siren. They're making fun of millionaires, about millionaires and how they act. So, and the people who are in there know what they signed up for. They know that's going to happen when they get there. So saying that, yeah, if someone just makes fun of you, if your neighbor makes fun of you, that's different because you know what's going to happen when you're there. It's almost like, and I say like a comedy show, I understand this ain't a comedy show, but I've been front row at a comedy show like, oh, damn, I don't know this comedian. I don't know how it's going to get down. But you know what you could do at a comedy show? Get up and walk out. You know what you could have did right there? Not said nothing. He could have yelled at Chris Rock right there. Yo, keep my wife's name out your mouth. I guarantee you Chris Rock would have moved on.
Like, and Chris Rock could also not mention him either. Like,
but you're sitting front row with a comedian who's supposed to tell jokes about you.
That's
the agreement.
It isn't. I'm at an award show to receive an award about a serious movie idea. I didn't come here so that you don't have the right to make fun of me just because they put you on the bill. You make fun of me. Look, the reaction is the reaction. I said nothing about you. You make fun of me, I might laugh, I might smack the shit out of you. You just never
know. But you know what's going to happen when you show up there.
You can tell a joke without talking specifically bad about somebody. I tell jokes all the time. I don't necessarily talk bad about anybody. Chris Rock tells
bad
jokes
about
all
her.
The time. Depends on who's out.
And you know when you show up there.
Jada Pinkett's eyes, she made fun of her.
That's why
disease.
I said the joke didn't matter. That's why I said the joke didn't matter. They're just using that as a guise. Because he could have said anything, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He could have said anything and been in that same situation. But you know you get there. And you know when you get there with a bald head that people can say something about your bald head. She went on before the thing. She talked about, hey, all I could do is just laugh about it now. And she said, that's why I decided to shave it. I'm taking it in my own hand. I'm going to take these jokes. She said that.
She laughed
before the Oscars.
I'm gonna have to disagree, because at the end of the day, just take the situation where we working in right now, whatever divisions y'all working in. I don't know if y'all work for the state government, the federal government, or anything. If we have an all hands and we're trying to receive an award, and you're gonna tell a joke on Microsoft Teams about me before we receive an award, like what is that? What is that? How? Like, why would you
even
do that?
New York, take this into consideration. They have done this every year for 94 years. You know what happened every year for 94 years? People get made fun of. You're not going into this blind. Now, if you go into this award ceremony for your job and you're like, hey, we're going to give out some awards, we're going to tell some jokes. And you know last year they talked about the people getting the awards. The year before that, and the 92 years before that, they talk about the people there getting awards. You think it's going to be different on the 94th year?
I think honestly at this consideration right now, I think Will Smith changed everything about that. Don't disrespect nobody's family. Yeah, I mean, you could tell a joke. You could tell an open joke about everything that's happening in the division and with the systems, with everything else, but don't direct a certain type of joke to somebody's family because at the end of the day, it's going to be offensive. And then you can't gauge how it's going to be offensive to somebody because you don't know how they're going to receive it. So respect everybody just like you want the respect given to you. So at the end of the day, if you don't want to get slapped, don't talk about somebody's wife. Don't talk about your employee. Don't make a joke about anything like that. Save that shit for the company happy hours. And then I don't even think you can save that shit for the company happy hours because they're going to tell HR on you. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, know who you joking about.
And look, you know Will was in a bad place. Like, have y'all ever gotten a fight with somebody and they were crying during the fight? Like, you know, Will was unstable. Chris just picked on the
Or
guy.
Think about it this way. Think about it this way. If you know you're going through something, if you know your family's been getting ridiculed the past year or something, and you know you're sensitive, don't show up.
Oh,
they
I
will
agree.
Mail you the Oscar. If you know, you know what, I'm in a slap a bitch mood, how about I stay in the house? How about I'm not going to go somewhere where I know that they're going to make jokes, because that's what they do. For 94 years, they joked on the people in attendance. How about I don't go? Or how about my wife just stay home, me and someone from the cast go? How about Jazzy Jeff come with me? Somebody, another man. How about somebody I don't got to defend? Or just don't show up at all. I'll do a YouTube thank you, and someone can accept the award for me.
So you mean to tell me this man is about to receive his first Oscar, and then he's not going to tell his whole family to attend with him? This is a
he absolutely should. But if I'm in a, but if I know that I'm in a slap a nigga mood, if I know I'm about to slap somebody because I'm not in the mood to be played with, I'm not going to go somewhere where I know I'm going to be played with.
Because let's be honest.
But how do you go to a certain type of event not knowing that you're going to be played with? Like you could go to any type of event and then you could just be sitting there mind your business, and then all of a sudden somebody just tell a joke because, oh, Chris Rock is a comedian. If we're going to give that excuse, Chris Rock is a comedian, so you should, he's a host. So you should expect he's going to tell a joke about your wife.
No,
like, what?
Not because it's Chris Rock or not because he's the host. Just because that's what they do for the past 94 years. Before Chris Rock, it was somebody
else.
It was Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, let DJ Seaside hop in.
I was just going to say, it's just a joke. New York, you're going to have the damn Academy Award being the most boring BS for the next X amount of years.
That's
just
already boring.
I know. They already complained about being bored. Now it's going to make it more bored because now I can't laugh at the comedians. I don't believe in that. Yes.
Shout out to Amy Schumer. Towson in the building.
I was going to say Amy Schumer.
Hey, y'all had a black school person up there. Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving y'all a shout-out.
I'm going to say you was grinning like he was a joke.
Oh, well, look, she's sensitive, just like Jada Pinkett.
So what's the hell talking about my story?
You going to slap the shit out of me?
Why have to slap the
shit out of me? Look, Blair, I agree with you. If you're in a bad mood, you shouldn't show up. But, and that's why when we had this discussion, I was like, yo, I give Will Smith 90% of the blame. 10% I got to give to Chris Rock, because if you never said nothing about the man wife, none of this would have happened.
Not even really bad mood. I think you might have been some instability.
Well, he ready to do I Am Legend too, so he came back from blowing himself up with a grenade.
Well, we don't know what he's going to be in that movie. But I still think you got to give it 99.99% to Will Smith and 0.001% to Jada Smith. I don't think you give any thing of this to Chris Rock. He did what he was supposed to do, get up there and tell jokes. Now, you can say, hey, if you didn't say nothing about my wife, she's not just – I just listened to a podcast a week or so ago, and I can't remember the singer's name, the one who the dude overseas was like, yo, who's fucking you now or who's blowing your back out? And everybody's like, yo, that's a you shouldn't ask that question to a female or to a woman, not a female, to a woman. And she's like, yo, I can't believe I was, like, treated that way. And somebody was like, yo, you're not a woman right now. You're an entertainer. And I will tell you, yo, what the fuck? You always a woman first. Jada Pinkett, yes, she is Will Smith's wife, but you also know what she is? She's a singer. She had the rock band. She's an actress. She's a YouTuber. Like, she does all that. So she gets treated like all the other celebrities. You know who didn't get a joke made about them? Denzel Washington's wife. She's not a celebrity. She's there as Denzel's wife. She's not there as a celebrity. All non-celebrities didn't get talked about. Celebrities got talked about. And that's what happens. They're there to make fun of the celebrities. So if you're going to be a celebrity, be a celebrity. If you're going to say, I'm no longer a celebrity, I'm just Will Smith's wife, then you got to be that. You can't sit up here and put out a red table talk, be in this movie and that movie, Matrix 4 and all that other stuff, because you're not just Will Smith's wife. You're a celebrity, and you're going to get treated like all the other celebrities, male or female.
So if y'all think it's cool for these comedians to make fun of people, at A Point, you've been silent, so I'm at, or Swiggin, you've been quiet, so I'm gonna come to you in the A point next because y'all chilling in the background. Is it cool for comedians to make fun of Bruce Willis now that he can't, like, he's dying?
I feel as a comedian, ain't nobody off limits.
So you're cool with them making fun of Bruce Willis, even though he's gonna die in like the next 2 years?
I mean, that's crazy. That nobody
right.
That's
it's
crazy. I'm gonna let you talk. That's crazy. I honestly feel like all the comedians over the years that we've watched, we've seen, we've heard jokes, nobody's off limits, man. It seems like we get up in arms when, depending on who the person is and his notoriety, if he says a joke and it lands, but, you know, people, oh, that was some bullshit. But I just feel like nobody's off limits, yo.
Okay. 8 point. You cool with comedians making fun of Bruce Willis?
So that I just found out about that today. Is that a death sentence that what he's got?
Yeah, it's basically.
No,
like,
it's not. It is not. It is not a death sentence.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
No,
it's
not. They generate
100%. 100% sure. That's the brain damage. What? That's not a death sentence.
Oh, yeah, I was making an Alec Baldwin joke that this wasn't that serious because
killed
somebody.
I'm sorry. Let me mute myself.
So is alopecia a death sentence?
But no, the Bruce Willis thing, from what I understand, it's a brain degenerative disease. It's kind of like Alzheimer's, where his brain is going to wither away until he dies. Like, it's not, like, it doesn't get better. There's no cure. Blur, I don't know if we're just different in definitions of death sentence, but from what everything that I read on it yesterday, he's probably got like 2 to 10 years.
Once the underlying cause is treated, the main treatment for aphasia is speech therapy. Once you treat the brain issue, which you can treat brain trauma, you can treat it, but then you just go to speech therapy. It's not a death sentence.
Then you just read something different, because everything I read was no cure.
Depending on what the reason is.
Okay, I mean, we don't have to go into that. So I might have just read something different than Blur. So, you know, it just really depends on, I guess, how serious his condition is. And I just don't want to get too deep in the fact of, is Bruce Willis going to die in 2 or 40 years? Because it really doesn't matter.
I guess that's my point is alopecia a death sentence? No. You know, so you're comparing kind of apples to oranges there.
So comedians can only make fun of you if you're not going to die. So if we find out that Bruce Willis is not going to die because of this, but he ain't going to be able to talk or speak, still cool. Look, I just want to know where people's limits are. Because if y'all saying that Chris Rock is wrong, if Chris Rock is cool for talking about Jada Pinkett's wife and that Will Smith's wife, and Will should have never smacked him because it was just a joke. If somebody talks about that,
I didn't say it was cool. I said it was tasteless.
And look, hold on. I'm just saying, if somebody talks about one of our kids and calls him something and said it was just a joke.
Rascals movie, because that's about the extent to what he said.
But I'm just saying, if they said it's a joke, then we can't get upset.
Or even the N-word, because there's a lot of comedians out there that still use that. Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't use the N-word no more. And that's why I knew Chris Rock was having a bad year. He got the shit slapped out of him by Will Smith. He let his white friends call him the N-word on TV, and he just had to sit there and take it. Jerry Seinfeld had to stop it. Chris Rock, his wife left him. Chris Rock's had a bad, he's had a bad couple years. I still love Pootie Tang, though. I was just disappointed it was made by the dudes who beats off in front of women. But I thought Pootie Tang was great. When he got mauled by the gorilla, it was so great.
I left the theater before then.
Oh, you missed a classic. So are y'all
Pootie Tang is a horrible movie, but You are right, because people talk about insensitivity and mental
Hootie
health.
Tank is a classic, bro. Hootie Tank is
classically horrible.
A classic.
It could be a horrible and a classic. Yeah, it could be both, because it is horrible and it is a classic. But no one talks about. As a matter of fact, I think it was unfortunately, because I don't like Charlamagne. I think when Charlamagne was the first person, he posted something today about Chris Rock talking about his mental health and how he hasn't been hit. And he posted, like, Chris Rock was talking about this maybe a year or so ago. He said he hasn't been hit in the face since he started SNL. And he said he had to go to therapy for a long time because, you know, he's got jumped a lot of times. He's talking about this and Everybody Hates Chris. You know, getting robbed and beat up. They did it comically, but that was coming from a real place about his history and what he has to deal with about getting robbed all the time and getting jumped. And he said, yo, it took therapy for him a long time for him to just, like, not be scared about that all the time. To not always jump when someone comes out of his peripheral vision, because that's what he was used to.
So when he telling jokes on the stage about other people, why are we babying him? Why are we babying him? It's just a slap. It's not a closed fist. It's a slap. Like, come on. Like, come on. He can deal with that. He can deal with that.
So this was my thing about that, because everybody's like, yeah, you're right. Everybody's responsible for their own. Everybody can be held accountable for their own actions and their words. I totally agree with. But I also believe that every action has a reaction. And I hate to take it here, because my first thought was, like, if I was in Chris Rock's situation, I'm shooting Will Smith right in the back of his head and putting his brains all over Jada Pinkett's dress. Have her looking like a Christmas tree, all red and green.
Damn.
That's just me.
Look, I gotta say this right now. Anybody that's listening, I don't condone anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
Come on,
about.
Man. People get shot every day. We just talked about that. People get slapped every day.
No,
people get shot every day.
This
conversation is going.
How many quarters we going into? They try to do the indictment. I don't know what you're talking about. Not at all.
I heard, who was it?
Look, and that's why I find it so funny. And y'all don't know Blur like I do, just because I grew up with him. He's one of the closest people in my life. Like, to hear him talk about how, you know, Will Smith should have never smacked him. Like, when Blur's got a good personality, he's real easy going. But when he snaps too.
Don't go violent when it's not necessary. Like, no one, like T.I. said, everybody said, say what you want. Don't put your hands on me. No, he didn't have to slap that man. It wasn't called for. So, now, if you slap that man, his reaction should be as much of an escalation as yours was to his action. He said something, you slapped him, he shoots you. That's
so I'm sorry. That doesn't warrant gun violence. That doesn't warrant gun violence. You slap somebody. You shoot somebody, and that's a fatal shot. I'm sorry. You're going to do football numbers. That's not self-defense. That is not self-defense in a court of law.
Chris Rock
right
is
now.
A senior citizen. Literally, he's a senior citizen. If his feet weren't planted, if he falls and hits his head, and now he got a stage or something else, Will Smith could be doing football numbers.
There's plenty of people in prison
right now who are doing numbers because they hit somebody and they fell wrong.
That's 100%. But if Will Smith slapped him and take that shit, you know what I mean, Chris Rock took the shit and then went on for the teleprompter. And if he read off the teleprompter and then decided to pull a gun out of his waistband, no, Chris Rock will be doing football numbers. Let's not get that misconstrued because he got himself together. If he would have shot Will Smith in the back, he would have been doing football numbers. That's not self-defense.
The same way Will Smith snapped, Chris Rock could have snapped. Will Smith had plenty of time to walk up there calmly, think about his actions, knew exactly what he was going up there to do. And I don't think Chris Rock should have ran off stage or waited.
Look.
Just do it right then. Oh, shit, this motherfucker just hit me. Pull out, cock back, and let it go.
You good. We not even going to talk about gun violence because he ain't know yet.
Yeah. We ain't getting nowhere with this conversation. Thank God that didn't happen. I just think Swigger's reaction was the funniest. The world in the background. Because let's be clear what Blur is saying. Chris Rock can make fun of you. You have no right to slap him. If you do slap him with an open fist, he has the right to blow your brains out. You're white.
No. Let's be clear what I'm saying. Anybody can say what they want, and you don't. It doesn't have to, the same way. So we can all agree that someone saying something and then you go on the violence is an escalation. That is an escalation because the same way he says something, you could say something. Yo, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
No, I disagree.
What did Chris Rock say? What did Chris Rock say?
You can't.
I will.
You can't.
I will.
You can't.
That's all he got to say.
You can't. You can't because at the end of the day, if he slapped you and then walked back to his seat and then talk about, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth, you can't pull a gun on him and then shoot him at the at the table.
So this man is doing his job, doing jokes, and he can get slapped because everybody, hey, he said something about my wife, I can slap him. But you can slap me, and I can't react in my way?
If he's not literally attacking you in that moment, he could slap you, right? He could slap you, but if he back off on you, it's something like, I don't know, because you got the degree and all this other stuff about this situation. But if he slapped you and back off and he turned his back on you, you can't shoot him. You can't shoot him. How you gonna shoot him in the back? That's literally not self-defense. How are you gonna smack me after I told a joke and moved on?
Look, in New York you can't shoot him in the back. And in Florida, you can shoot him.
Where's the award ceremony happening? We talk about Florida,
LA, they got songs about drive-bys. I don't know what the rules is out there. I just go out there.
But it's not even about the legality of it. I'm just thinking about the reasoning, just the mental reasoning. Like, okay, this man can make fun. I don't like what he said. Not even about me. I don't like what he said about my wife. So, and y'all reasoning, it's okay for me to take my time, think about it. He's moved on. He's already started to move on, talk about something else, to go up there and assault this man. I can slap him in the face.
No,
he
didn't move on.
Because he talked about my wife. He did. He had already started to move on.
Hold on. Let me just respond real quick. Blur, relax. I got you, my brother. I'm going to let you get it off. He didn't move on because he said the joke. He was trying to move on, but he got a reaction of the crowd, and he was like, oh, it was just a joke. Or he said that wasn't even a bad one. And then that's when he said, oh, Richard. But he never got a chance to move on. It was in a quick succession. It was quick. He was about to move on, but he didn't get a chance to because the crowd made a moaning sound that let him know that it was.
So the crowd made a moaning sound. He said, oh, that was light. And then he started to talk. He's like, listen, and he tried to move on. And then he said, Richard. He said light because he was about to finish reading the teleprompter.
He was tried. He didn't move on. He was about to, but it happened too quick. I'm just pointing that out. Real time. He never got a chance to move on. It was too quick.
Well, I guess it depends on what you consider moving on. Because he went back to reading the teleprompter.
Yeah, we got to move on. We got to move on to the next topic.
We've been on this for
hours. I just realized what time it was.
My advice is don't make fun of people who are crying because they unstable. That's my advice. That's my advice. Will got up there and started boo-hooing, talking about he was a defender of his family. Like, you got security, dog. You don't have to defend them anymore. You pay people to defend your family. But again, I seen Will Smith walk in a live volcano. I seen Will Smith jump out of a helicopter. I seen Will Smith in a video full of gangsters smoking weed while they rapping in the corner doing bicep curls. Will is not stable. Leave that man alone. Anybody who talks a like with that cadence where they're trying to make everything prolific, they're crazy. Y'all know the the way Will Smith talks lets you know that he's out of his mind. Like, he believes everything he says. Great book, by the way. So I'm done with the Will Smith issue. I thought it was funny. I thought it was great. Like I said, my personal opinion is it was real. Chris Rock deserves 10% of the blame. Will Smith deserves 90. That's my opinion. It was just a smack, no harm, no foul. I just feel bad. I don't feel bad because I don't know any of them. But Chris Rock has the nation with him, and he can make his tour. If he makes great material out of this, it'll last longer than the Will Smith slap. So Will took a bad gamble. He got his Oscar for a movie. He probably didn't even deserve the Oscar. He's probably made better movies than this. I ain't seen King Richard, but I'm just saying he probably made better movies than this. But he got his trophy, and then he caught the backlash. I'm done on Will Smith. We can move on. Y'all got anything else y'all want to say on Will Smith to close it out? Let me go to you, A-Point. You got anything?
No, I wonder, you know, we're going to end it here, but you brought up, you know, was it as serious as we, you know, there was the joke, you know, a serious joke, was it in bad days, whatever. What if there was no reaction? What if there was no reaction? What if Will Smith never got up, never did anything? Would the Academy be talking about this joke?
No.
Exactly.
That's why I give Chris Rock some of the blame. Okay.
No, that means Chris Rock with none of the blame, because it was a good joke. It was a joke. It tasteless joke, but not out of line. That's what I'm saying. If there was no incident, there was no slap, then we would not be talking about this at all. The show would have gone on. They would have talked about the awards. It got overshadowed by the slap.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, in my opinion on what you're saying, is that if Will Smith never got up, then it might not have been over the line to him. But he got up and smacked the shit out of him, so obviously it was over the line. But we can go in that circle. And I didn't mean to mess you up at any point.
Right.
New York, you got anything left? DJ C. Siren wants to move on, even though she don't know what she wants to talk about.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on, because what? We spent an hour and 30 minutes on this. Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, it's a great incident.
Well, my question is, I guess, to get away from that is, do you think there will be ramifications from the Academy?
Yeah, white people inviting black people back to the Oscars. A-Point is called.
Oh, They can't do that.
They called A-Point and said, none of them are coming back. All your friends tell them they're not welcome.
I mean, they keep talking about fashion, not aware of what maybe Blur is aware of. Like, what are these sanctions? Like, does he not, I mean, is he, you know, not up for any awards for any roles that he has for the next 5 years? Is it, you know, giving back the award? Is it?
If you told me that I could win a national championship and I couldn't play for one 3 years later, but I could keep my one, I wouldn't give a fuck. But Blur, answer the question if you can, if you know it.
Yeah, they're talking about, I guess you want to call them sanctions, where he won't be eligible for an award for a certain amount of time and he won't be invited back to the Oscars for a certain amount of time. I mean, that may affect his pockets a little bit, but, I mean, at this point, he's got enough money where he can produce his own stuff, so it's not like a film studio is going to not work with him, or like he needs a film studio to put him in a role. He could create his own role. I do think it'll have more of an impact on Jada than him. I mean, again, he could finance her ventures as well, but if she wanted to get a role in a movie, I think some studios are going to be hesitant to put her in a role because of this. But, yeah, if he's not eligible for any awards over the next couple of years, and I don't know if, you know, Universal is going to put them in their biggest blockbuster movie or their next movie where they think they could get some nominations, because these awards do ultimately result in more money for more people seeing the movies and a lot more publicity for movies. And if you can't get your leading man up for an Oscar or for an award, maybe you go with a different leading man.
Will just got to be a gangster in all movies for like the next 4 years. Just play the part at this point. Swigger, you got anything left on the topic?
Nah, man. I'm good.
Hey, anybody got anything left on the topic? We need to get this seeing Serena Williams' nipple out there. She looks like she had two nipples.
But, the rapper, I do want to say just my final point.
Hey, watch out, Swigger.
Yeah.
Swigger, put your phone on mute.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Tell my niece I said what up. Well, go ahead, bro.
I will say this. I think Will Smith, and I don't want to call it I think that was a weak move. I don't want to call him a female dog, but I think that was a bitch move on his part, because I think if anyone else other than Chris Rock, he doesn't do that, and I think he only did that because it was Chris Rock. And I think, ultimately, I think this shows that, you know what, a woman's place might be in the kitchen. I think this was the show, because, I mean,
damn,
if she's not there, maybe this doesn't happen. Clearly, we can't treat these women like we treat all the other celebrities, so go back in the kitchen.
But a cold misogyny.
Oh, shit, I done dropped the mic. Yo, blood. You blaming Jada, yo? You said that all women belong in the kitchen.
She needed protection, right? If you need protection from being a celebrity, then maybe you shouldn't be a celebrity.
Yeah, all right.
Move on. DJ, she sounds tired of it. So did anybody else see Serena Williams' nipples? Her nipples, it looked like she had multiple nipples. So in the Oscars, during the whole fight, they panned over to Serena and Venus and their mother. And Serena Williams, because these women, shout out to my sis who's listening. She said, yeah, exactly, bitch move. And then as soon as Blur said, that's why a woman's place deserves it. That's why a woman's place is in the kitchen. She responds, oh, Lord, here he go off the rails. So you had a fan and he lost one in that quick moment, Blur. But, so Serena Williams' nipple popped out. I don't know why you chicks, and I don't want to frame all of you women, but ever since the Janet Jackson thing, like, why do y'all wear clothes where you're like, they can come off with just like a simple movement? And I do wonder, like, why does Serena have, like, two nipples? Maybe they are, like, Angela's. But, like, why do y'all wear stuff where, like, your titties could fall out real quick? Is it just because y'all think it's attractive or what?
What are you
talking about? You're the only woman here. Why you be having your titties out?
I don't have any. I mean, it's not fashion. I mean, most of the stuff glued down. I mean.
Yeah, why do y'all wear clothes that you have to put glue on? Thank God I'm not a woman. Why you gotta put glue in your titties?
You don't yourself.
Like, do guys be sucking on glued titties? Like, have you ever had a moment where you were dating and you had glued your titty, and then a guy started sucking on your titty and started sucking the Elmer's? Oh, drop the mic again, my bad.
TV, I don't know anything about. It's not Elmer's. You don't need Elmer's.
Can't you be a high from sucking on Elmer's?
It's not Elmer's glue.
Wasn't that what they were sucking on in Crooklyn?
Yeah.
A-Point, have you ever seen Crooklyn?
That was
look, if A-Point has seen Crooklyn, I'm buying him a 30-pack. Sounds as no. All right,
Crooklyn?
So Serena Nipple. Who? Crooklyn.
Yeah, I remember it, but I didn't see it.
Oh. I'll still get you some beer for your birthday, though. All right, so does anybody care about Serena Nipples being out at the Oscars? Does anybody care that she has two nipples?
I thought
nipples?
It was Venus. I mean, Serena had the black lace thing around her
Venus.
Her
which
dress.
One? Which one's the older one?
Venus.
Venus.
So it's Venus. I get them mixed up.
I think Venus had work done, man. I saw a picture of Venus. It was Venus and Serena. I forgot they were doing a photo shoot for her, but they were like side by side, like parallel. And I was like, Venus' butt has never looked like that before. I really think she got some work done. I think she might have got some breast implants too. And I know that makes the nipples, like you lose a little sensitivity in the nipples when that happens. She might not have known that that they was being exposed.
So she got, but why did she have two of them? You think like the nipple split? You think they forgot the nipple or they added the nipple? Google the picture. It looks like she got two nipples or she got a pimple on her breast. Or like the areola, like the braille around the nipple is heavy. Like she got the thick braille.
I was thinking it's the areola and then the nipple mass.
Yeah, so I wanted to tell this joke and I didn't know if it was offensive and I didn't want nobody to smack
me.
You
invested a lot of time in that nipple mass.
Look. I love nipples. Hey, what do you think the deaf people said when they saw Will Smith smack Chris Rock? What was the movie? Coda. Look, that's a great. I got to see the movie because if you're telling me that movie is considered the best out this year and it was made with a bunch of deaf people, I got to watch it. Now, look, I was entertained by the Deaf Netflix show. What was it called? Deaf University? Not Mute High. What was it called? It was good. It was entertaining. I know. I like deaf people. But I would love to see the movie, but look, I don't know how you would make a I'm always impressed by the deaf people. I don't know if they're deaf or not, but the sign people who be at rap concerts, they be getting interpreters. They be getting it in. And I have family members who sign and all that good stuff. So I gotta see the movie. But I wonder what their reaction was when Chris Rock got smacked. Like, I wonder if they, like, did the hand signs. So, you know, wasn't really going nowhere with that. But anything left for the Oscars? Y'all got anything? Anybody care left about the Oscars? Anything else that happened? Oh, did we care that Beyonce was dressed as a tennis ball? Did anybody look at that? And
that.
Like, why are they running around in tennis ball dress?
Interesting
shade of yellow green. I thought neon was in, and then they would run around on the court alone. Tennis ball. So no reaction. Nobody cares. Beyonce dressed up as a tennis ball.
She had about 400 carats of diamonds on.
Yeah.
Her earrings alone were like 200, 250.
And that song was up for an Oscar. I thought music was Grammys.
Best original song. A movie always, if they have an original song, it's in the movie. Like Black Panther. Remember there's a song playing?
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar?
Exactly, yes. That would be the song that would be nominated. I think it was for an Oscar.
I haven't even heard that song.
Yes, you have.
I haven't heard that
Beyonce
King. Song.
Well, you haven't watched the movie.
But I heard the Black Panther songs other places.
You watch Black Panther? Oh, well, I don't know. You don't listen to...
SZA was all over that joint. And then all the kid cartoon movies were gay.
Yeah.
Not there was anything wrong with it, but Mitchell Machine's gay.
Well,
Luca gay. Whatever.
You thought it was gay. It wasn't.
Them little boys was gay. That little boy was a jealous gay boy. He was mad at that little nerd girl. She was taking her little boyfriend off to college. Her little fish boyfriend off to college. He was hating. He moved in with his parents. That's how you know he was gay.
Yeah.
You go with that girl. I'm gonna go claim your parents. What other movies were there? What was y'all favorite movie from the Oscars? And y'all can just feel free to jump in. I mean, I seen the kid movies. What was the other? Canto?
And
none of them were gay. Well, the bodybuilder chick was gay.
Yeah. No, she wanted just because she was. How the hell did she get that?
Look, I've seen women like that.
Didn't she have a fiance?
Nah, she didn't have a fiance. Big man, the other one did.
Look, I love you, babe. Big man to put hands on you. I can't do nothing with your big man.
Just saying.
Just watch your mouth.
That don't have nothing to do with
just watch your tone. Just watch your tone.
Let that woman be strong. I mean, if she's dead or falling.
Look, I ain't never wrong being gay.
They were young. They didn't talk about sexuality. It wasn't the point of the movie.
Okay, so that was the only one that didn't have gay people?
I mean, it was five movies nominated. Yeah. It was only one and a half that was gay. I mean, you said Mitchell and the Machines was gay, and I'll ride with that. I'll ride with Mitchell versus the Machines. I didn't really think so, but maybe. But Luca and Mitchell and the Machines, that's two out of five.
What were the other ones?
Yeah, Encanto, Raya and the Last Dragon, and
Raya
what was
Dragon
the fifth
gay.
One?
No, you said that was...
No, was it? What are you talking about?
No, I like Raya and the Last Dragon. That was good. That was good. Look, ain't nothing wrong with gay. I'm cool with gay folks. But yeah, so I think that's all my Oscar takes. Beyonce, tennis ball, gay kid movies. Yeah, that's it. Y'all got any Oscar takes? Y'all got anything? Y'all care about anything left on the Oscars?
If it wasn't bad enough that Chris Rock is getting all this flack from the bad joke, they all now the Indian American film director that was with Questlove that won for Summer of Soul.
Yeah.
He's mad. He was called. He's mad. As Rock said. The movie with Questlove is for the white men.
Yeah. That Summer of Soul movie, man, it let me know that Stevie Wonder was one of the, he's probably our most underrated musicians of all time, but that movie was boring.
It was boring. I thought it was boring.
And that got an Oscar? That shows
was it
him.
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder was the one that was the headliner that everybody was like, yo, like, he was wearing that terrible-ass suit.
Right, because this was kind of the first time he was doing something outside of, It was interesting. That was an interesting part.
It was informative.
Yeah, it was
interesting. It was boring as shit.
But and then we watch a lot of music documentaries.
Mm-hmm, and that one was boring as shit.
And that one was boring.
And it won an Oscar.
That's what I felt, too. And I was like, we watch a ton of music documentaries.
Yeah, we do.
And that one, I don't know.
Anybody else watch Summer of Soul? Anybody know what we're talking about?
I saw it.
Summer of Soul?
Yeah, it's about the Black Woodstock. Yeah, so that's about it. So that's it. All right, so that's it for the Oscars. We got about 10 minutes left. Russia sent in the killers, man. They sent in a whole new group of war people to start killing civilians. Do we still remember that the war is going on in Ukraine?
Yeah.
A point. Are you still following the war in Ukraine, or is it kind of just it's on them now?
I mean, I'm following it. I'm just following it. It's awful. It's all you can do is follow it. I mean, what am I going to do? It's awful.
Do you think America should get involved?
I mean, we are involved as far as, like, support. I mean, we're sending, you know, money. We're sending, you know, artillery. So we are involved.
Nah, should we be sending troops?
No.
No. Stay out of it.
Stay out of
it. Okay. Swigger, what you think? You been following the war in Ukraine?
Nah, I stopped following it once they start showing how they was doing the black people over there. I stopped following that shit. It's messed up.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay. DJ, she's sorry. You still following it?
Yeah, just listen to see, you know, what's going on. I try to, you know, it's Russia has a little bit too much too many resources. I don't know how long Ukraine's going to hold off or any major is going to keep holding Russia from getting any major victories for too much longer. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and the crazy part, they said, oh, we're going to stop bombing over here. You know, we're going to let up. And then they're like, all right, well, we lied. Again.
Yeah.
Let's start shelling her again. All right.
Yeah. New York, you still following the war in Ukraine?
I had to say, I agree with the sentiments with the homie that went before me.
Swigger?
Look, I'm just saying, I hope it don't cross over here. I don't even think that we ready for no war over our homeland. I just hope it don't come over here because we are not prepared. We are not prepared. But other than that, yeah.
But see, that's the greatest thing about America. We may not be prepared in these streets, but the American military is prepared, and that's why we send troops to other countries. It's not to defend freedom. It's because we have so much military. We have to pay these people. We have to give them some action. So that's why, and it's political interest. Hey, who's that? That's my man from Towson, too. I forgot his name. But, Y.N. Corday. To you in the building. To you everywhere. Ain't she? We're on the Grammys. We're on BET. We everywhere. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, if war came to our doorstep, it would be interesting. But the greatest thing about America is as long as we keep cool with Mexico and Canada, war will never come to our doorstep because of the oceans. That's the only reason why we have Alaska. Because you want to have to get through Alaska and Canada before you even get to America. If you try to get through us through the oceans, you're going to have to figure out a way to fuel all those ships all the time because you're going to be in the middle of the ocean. That's why the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, L.A. in California, because they didn't have enough gas to make it back to Japan. Like, when we talked about suicide bombers, we only got 5 minutes, and I don't want to give y'all a history lesson because I'm pretty sure you guys already know it. But even if you didn't know, the famous Japanese kamikaze planes that bombed and attacked Pearl Harbor, they knew they were going on a kamikaze mission not because they thought America was going to have this great military response. There was just no way to fuel the airplanes in the air to get them back to Japan. So by the time they got to Hawaii, they had enough time to bomb Pearl Harbor and then throw their plane and the harbor because they couldn't make it back. So our area in the world is our greatest defense. I mean, that's Ukraine's biggest problem is that there's no ocean between them and Russia. They can just walk to the border and walk on in. How the fuck did I get there?
Like dodgeball.
Yeah. It's like all the Nazi movies you watch. Like, what was that Nazi movie you made me watch where that dude snitched on the people with them badass kids and that maid?
Jojo Rabbit?
No, that was a new one. The old one with the white people. No, where the maid stole the husband from the wife because she was the nanny of the kids, and it was in the middle of World War II, and she was always singing with these kids. And she stole that husband from that wife.
That is the worst
explanation of the movie.
That is worst. Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music. There you go. Like, they just walked to Austria.
They did walk.
Like, they didn't get a, like, they just walked to freedom. Like, Europe is just different.
They were Austria. They just walked to, I don't know where the hell
it was. I think it was Austria.
They were in Austria. Oh,
they were in Austria, so they probably walked off to Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland.
Blur, you still following the war in Ukraine? I'm sorry, I just went off on a random history tangent. I should have taught history in high school.
Oh, man, that might be funny, man, the way you just described the sound of music. You describing history might have been hilarious. But
that's what
happened. I'm following it as much as one can. I mean, I think I said this long ago when it first started. I was like, they just got outlast. They got to outlast Russia until the sanctions kick in, and it really makes it difficult for them. Like, they got to play the long game. The funny thing is, as it's going on, you start hearing less and less about it. And I don't know how much – I'm assuming, you know, governments, you know, NATO and other people are still interested in helping them. And I know we pledged a bunch of money to help them as well, them being Ukraine. I'm just glad that it's not based off of, like, people's actual interest. Because it was – I mean, it had a spark when it started. Now it's just garbage. Like, I feel like interest in the war has – waned, and like I keep seeing the president of Ukraine on there talking about he need this. I'm like, yo, people gonna stop sending you stuff. You keep talking with your hand out, and I almost forgot, yo, this man is at war. He's trying to defend people, so he gotta do what he gotta do. But I don't think people really care that much anymore, and they're not gonna care until something major happened, like the president die, or until Russia just, you know what I mean, really go in and start bodying people. Until then, I mean, I guess that's why we got government. That's why we got Biden in office, who can't get distracted by Will Smith slapping somebody, or can't just lose interest because the news isn't covering it anymore. Like, they got to stay focused and stay on point, stay on task. I mean, defending Russia until they don't got to defend them no more. Defending against Russia until they ain't got to defend against them no more. But, yeah, you know, I'm following it. That's just because I be listening to news for 8 hours while I'm at work.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, just going back to the Oscars, that Mila Kunis, who first said she was Russian and now says she's Ukraine, when she got up on the Oscars, she was just like, yeah, this award goes out to everybody who's fighting for freedom. She didn't say Russia by name. She knew better. Putin put the hit out on her. Putin got them pewters Putin. That's a camera on there. If y'all don't get it. Shout out to New York, New York. That's his man.
Speaking of Russia.
We got like 3 minutes.
Just really quickly, just heard about on what's the website for business networking?
LinkedIn.com? LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. They said they have businesses that have resourced different companies to help them promote their businesses on LinkedIn. And the company is using AI-generated faces and people to put on the LinkedIn profile, not a real person. It's a computer-generated face. And that's what contacts people or businesses about, you know, getting in with the company. The one woman that said, she said that they were talking to, this like, because she's an AI specialist or just about, you know, deep fakes and, you know, whatever. She was like, yeah, the picture, it looked like a real person, but the way the hair was, it was just kind of odd, and just the way the eyes were. And they were just saying that, like, there's a lot of profiles, and specifically, not, I mean, generally probably in other, you know, applications, but really on LinkedIn, whether this company is using these, they're not real people. And it's like, you can't really, to check them out, you can't really do a Google search on them because they're not found, because their faces aren't made up faces. And they're just like, you know, it can be a problem. And if you, like, this is how, you know, yeah, these deep fakes come up or these other things come up. So, yeah.
All right.
It's crazy.
That's interesting. We had to put that on the table. Yeah. Fake LinkedIn pages. We got to get out of here. It's been a fun show. Spent way too long talking about Chris Rock and Will Smith, but I thought it was an entertaining conversation, and I'm glad we got to converse about it instead of just typing on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm glad we got a lot of different views from it's not real to it's real to Chris Rock deserved it. So Will Smith did the right thing, and that's why this show is so great, because we get all types of different opinions and takes, and we just have a good conversation. Got some jokes in there, got some laughs. Next week, we got to talk about Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, and Tariq Hill. The Final Four, we got to talk about. We got to get some sports in next week. But that's it for this week, man. We had a good show. I'm glad we got to start on time. Make sure you follow the Off Red Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that's it. DJ C. Sire, you got anything to say before we roll?
Have a good night.
A Point, happy early birthday, my brother. You got anything to say to the people before we roll?
No, man. Peace out. And I'll be 29 years old this weekend.
Yeah, 29. My man, I have the beer waiting for you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
My man, Swigger, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Love all, stay black.
Well, 8 points down, bro. You can't stay black. But definitely appreciate it.
I'm just
Blur. You got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Oh, yeah, man. Love, please, and hair grease to everybody. I mean, don't put your hands on nobody unless you want the repercussions that come with that. And let everybody not be so sensitive. I mean, everybody's going through things. So, I mean, the same thing you found offensive, someone found funny. The same thing you found funny, someone found offensive. So, I mean, just keep that in mind as you go out in these worlds, man. Stay blessed.
So love, peace, and hair grease unless you got alopecia. And you don't need the hair grease. New York.
Yeah, you still need your hair grease at that point. You can still grease your scalp.
At that point, you just have a shiny-ass bowling ball. We'll have that discussion later. New York. The floor is yours.
Look, I don't know what anybody else is talking about. Stop babying Chris Rock like he's not a grown man. He's a grown man. He can take consequences for his own actions. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? He got to live with that. People get slapped every day, B. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe. Drink your water. Save the bees. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Don't wear fur. You know what I mean? Word to Peter. Other than that, I see y'all to the next conversation.
Hey, New York, you from New York. Where was Brooklyn at?
You're asking me where was that? It wasn't on stage. It wasn't on stage where he froze up. It started reading the teleprompter. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. I don't know. Everybody hate Chris, right? He gotta own that. That's his karma. He put that in the universe. He gotta deal with that.
Jim Carrey said he should sue Will Smith for $250 million. I think he should do it too, man. Gotta be consequences for your actions, right? Pay that $250 mil.
I should sue Jim Carrey for all the minutes I wasted for my life watching his movies. The Mask wasn't even good.
No, like, Ace Ventura was hella funny.
Look, Sonic the Hedgehog is good. I don't know about the second one with Knuckles, but the first one was good. But, hey, everyone's looking at Will Smith now like, yo, let me say something about Jada Pinkett so I can get smacked so I can sue Will Smith. Like, it has become a money opportunity. Would y'all get smacked in the – hey, we'll do this real quick. We got like 10 seconds. Would y'all get smacked in the face for $1 million? 8 point.
Yes.
Blur.
Hell yeah.
New York.
No retaliation. I'll be I think about it, but yeah, definitely $1 million a day.
You think about it, DJ T-Sire. Would you allow somebody to smack the shit out of you for $1 million? You can't retaliate.
Yeah, $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah, smack the shit out of me. We out.